Does everybody have like a hymnal? Everybody try to get like a hymnal in your hand. Check the back of check the back of some of these seats. They might be in there too.
The back of someone's bill.
What's up? Did he call? Logan. Did Dylan call you?
Huh?
Did Dylan call you?
No, but he said he's tuning into it out there.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to call him?
No, that's fine. That's fine. If you call that, that's fine too. Okay. Hey, what's up?
Is this going to be on the website?
No.
Okay. Disciples.
And the first one was, will you leave it all? And I can just say this, even since camp, some of the conversations I've been having with you guys on the phone or in person and stuff like that, some folks are going back home, we've talked about these things, they've already had to leave some things behind, or they chose to leave some things behind. Being CrossFit, being a disciple for Jesus Christ is completely voluntary. And I already know that some of you have already chosen to leave certain things behind. For some kids, it was certain music that they were listening to. They realized that, wow, you know what? At camp, I had a great week. The kids I've been hanging around at church have been really awesome, so I know they're not the issues that I've been having in my life. So what the heck is it that still causes me to have these issues that I'm struggling with? And there's several of you that have said, you know what, I realized it was the music I was listening to. The spirit that comes from the stuff that I've been putting in my body has caused me to act differently than the people that I'm around and the stuff I've been taking in and youth groups. So you know what, I got to get that crap out of my life. You guys have already made those strides and made those steps to get that stuff out. Awesome job, because you were willing to leave it all. That's a tough one. But there's some other things that might be in our lives, you know, that other people haven't maybe talked about or thought about. I want you guys to think about that while we're having this prayer meeting tonight. What is it that you're not willing to give up? That's what's going to keep you from going further for Jesus Christ and accomplishing the stuff that he wanted to do in your life at camp. The next thing is them. Will you leave them all? While at camp, a couple of you guys pulled me aside and said, you know, I understand, you know, what I ought to be doing. I know what's right. I even know how to do it. The problem is when I'm not around you guys, Zach. The problem is when I get around my friends at school. The problem is when school starts, when you guys aren't there. It's the people that I'm around. So therefore, it's not so much the things that are in your life, but it's the people, the friends, the relationships that you guys have outside that are causing you, whenever you leave church, whenever you leave a spot where the major influence is Christianity, whenever you step outside of that, you get overwhelmed by the peer pressure. You get overwhelmed by the people that don't think the way that we're thinking once we come here. And so the question comes up, are you willing to leave them all? The people, the relationships that are keeping you from accomplishing what Jesus Christ wants you to accomplish. And then the last thing is, some of you guys don't really have trouble with peer pressure. Some of you guys really don't have, you know, issues with certain things, but maybe it's just the fact that you've just been like a failure in your past. Like, you always try to get something started, but you never can go all the way through with it. It's more like an internal struggle. Maybe you don't have enough self-esteem, self-confidence. And the devil's using your past. And he's guilting you with that past. He's not allowing you to move forward with God. And so the question comes up, will you forget how you've lived in the past, where you've been, what you've done, and from this moment right now, will you start with Jesus Christ, a clean slate, and tell him, you know what, I surrender all, Lord. Whatever you want from my life, I'm willing to turn that thing over to you right now. I'm willing to move forward. I'm coming off of camp. It's like a fresh bath spiritually. I'm clean. I'm ready to go. We got a clean slate. Lord, let's start a new year from here on out, and let's push forward. So those are some things I want you guys to think about. And the one thing I want to say about this, maybe you're sitting here and you're thinking, yeah, blah, 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 Zach, I appreciate what you're saying, blah, 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 blah. But man, you know what? Maybe you're thinking about, because God's putting it on your heart right now. Maybe there's something that you know that he wants you to get rid of. Maybe there's someone that he wants you to get rid of. Maybe there's some thought that he wants you to get rid of and forget. And you know you need to do it, but you're just thinking, man, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? If you're brave enough, you got enough guts, enough kahunas, if you're brave enough, what I want you to do, if you're having those thoughts, you're thinking, I just don't know if it's really worth it. I don't know if I can really do this. Here's your homework assignment. Go find in the Bible one person that gave something up for God that he didn't replace that thing with something much better. All right? Because that's what it comes down to. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please him. Talking about God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is God and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you doing your due diligence to seek God? And if you are, if you're willing to give up whatever it is that he's pricking, whatever it is that he's touching on in your life right now, I guarantee you guys, he won't let you give something up and let you show up empty-handed for that. But that takes faith. See, that's where it's at right now. Oftentimes we say we're Christians, but we live like atheists. Because we don't believe God any more than an atheist would. So that's what I'm asking you guys to do tonight. Consider these things. We're going to sing some songs. We're going to get our hearts and minds ready for our prayer meetings. We're going to really open up and talk to God. I'll lead us off again. I want the counselors to join if they want to pray. And, you know, whatever. But one thing I do want to say, once we get rolling, try to make sure everybody gets a chance who wants to pray. Make sure everybody gets a chance to go around. We're starting early enough that I think everyone will have optimal amount of time to pray if they want to. But we'll be considerate of that. And then if it seems like nobody else is speaking up, feel free to open up again if God puts something else in your heart. But we're going to sing a couple songs. Then we're going to open up into a prayer meeting. So those are the questions I want you guys to think about as far as like personal communion with you and God while we're praying, while we're doing this thing. Some other things I want you guys to think about is how we're going to actually put this into action. So, that's the middle part of the board right there. And the question I want you to ask yourself is, moving forward, when it comes to actually putting my faith into action and what I'm going to be doing that you can physically see, I want you to ask yourself, moving forward, do you want to be leading someone, like in a discipleship group? Maybe leading someone just with, you know, accountability or something like that. Maybe there's friends in this room that you know you want to get in touch with more, people that you want to hang around more. All right, are you going to be somebody that's in that group leading them? Maybe you're not leading, but you know what, it's time for me to kick it into gear and start to learn what I need to learn to become who God wants me to become. Maybe I need to start discipleship. Maybe I need to get, you know, be a part of a prayer group. Maybe I need to go ahead and join up with these girls that keep inviting me out, but I keep blowing them off. Or these guys that keep inviting me out, but I keep blowing them off. So maybe you need to get together with somebody and start learning from them. But then the last thing there is looking. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you're just coming kind of fresh tonight. And you're like, you know what, I know I'm not going to be teaching nobody nothing in here. Nobody's invited me to be a part of nothing. I've heard about certain things that are going on, but I'm really not sure if that's what I want to be doing right now. Maybe you're just looking. I want you to figure out which one of those L's you are. Are you leading, learning, or looking? All right? And then, lastly, most important thing at the end of the yellow brick road down there is my number. And I've already talked to the counselors. I've talked to some of your parents. And I've looked also... been very observant of who you guys were hanging out with at camp. And I got some ideas of who would be great people to work with in your groups, but I also want to get your opinion on that. So once you figure out which L you are, I want you guys to either send me a text message of who you want to work with, who you want to be taught by, or just, hey, Zach, I want to get together and talk to you because I'm looking. I don't know what I need to do. Let's just sit down and have a conversation. Me and you, maybe sometime in the week, we'll go out for coffee and hang out or something like that. Then we'll meet up and do something together. So it doesn't matter. I want you guys to get my number down, text it to me. If you don't have a phone, for whatever reason, before the end of class, put it on a piece of paper, set it up there on the pulpit, and leave it there, and I'll pick it up for the end of class. But I need to get that information from you. And my plan is I'm going to get in touch with my workers. I'm going to get in touch with the people that are going to be in the groups with you guys. And then Sunday, we'll meet back here at church, and they'll meet up with you and let you know what we're going to do, what you personally are going to do from here. So that makes sense for everybody? Good. All right. Kai, happy birthday again. You want to sing happy birthday one more time?
In Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah. In Spanish. All right. Stand up. Stand up. Turn to 393, I think it is. Yeah, that's it. 393. All right, so we got some very good songs here. I want you guys to pay attention to these words. What's up back there, boys? Pay attention to these words while we're singing these things, guys. It affects our spirits, and it also gives us some time to really meditate on what's happening between ourselves and God, all right? So pay attention to these words. We might hit these verses a couple of times to go through them, but they're very good. We're going to sing a couple of songs to get our hearts and minds ready for the purpose that we're setting out and trying to accomplish here, all right? So 393, take my life and let it be. Verse number one.
Take my life and let it be. Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. At the impulse.
Verse number one again. Take my life, Lord.
Take my life and let it be. for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages for Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my love, my God, I pour, at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee, ever only all for Thee.
Verse number 2, we're going to sing again. I love what it says there. Take my feet, let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice, let me sing always only for my King. I like how the author of this song here is dedicating his physical things to God. You know, a lot of people know, like, at Oak House, we haven't had, like, a church sign. We don't have, like, a huge billboard with flashing lights out there. And one of the things Pastor Bob has always said about us is that each one of these individual people in this church is a billboard, is a flashing sign for the world to know where to come if they want the truth, for the world to know where to come if they want Jesus Christ. I want you guys to think about that, especially you athletes. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Wouldn't that suck to die and get up there before your Lord and Savior, who had his flesh tortured to death for you, even though he never sinned, he never did anything wrong? The Bible says, was smitten for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities, chastised for my peace. Wouldn't that suck to get up there and only have run home runs, run touchdowns, run, you know, races and stuff like that for the world? Ask God, Lord, how can I dedicate my feet to You, Lord? Those of you that can sing well, the same thing. Or maybe you just talk very well, and you know, you're funny. You're very personable. People like to be around you. Wouldn't that suck to have spent more time satisfying people's flesh, you know, causing them to laugh at just goofy things that had nothing to do with eternal things? Ask God to figure out how to dedicate these things He's given you, these blessings that He's given you for Him and for His glory. Pick up in verse number 2 again. Take my feet.
Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Always only for my King. And take my lips and let them sing, filled with messages for my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my love, my God, I pour, at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be
for
sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? fellowship sweet, we shall share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul.
Good job, guys. Good job. Good singing tonight. 375. 375.
I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given to me?
Verse number one.
I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom me and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. I left it all for thee, hast thou left all for me? I left it all for thee, hast thou left all for me? I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell. A bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell. I bore it all for thee, as hast thou borne for me. I bore it all for thee, what hast thou borne for me?
Verse number two.
My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I rest for earthly night, for wandering sad and low.
Verse number three.
And I suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell. A bitterest agony to rescue thee from hell.
Verse four.
And I have brought to thee down from my home above salvation full and free, I gave my life for thee. What have
last one, 347. Let's get ready to tell it to Jesus. 347.
Are you weary? Are you heavy hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving? Oh, rejoice departed. Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You know other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Do the tears flow down your cheeks unbidden? Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. Have you sins that to His eyes are hidden? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You know other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. Do you fear the heavy clouds of sorrow? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you anxious? What shall be tomorrow? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You know other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. And are you troubled at the thought of dying? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. For Christ's coming kingdom are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You know other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
One last time. Tell it to Jesus.
Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You know other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thanks for that great week you just gave us at Camp 4. And Father, the biggest thing that I'm after tonight is I don't want what you did that week to go to waste. Lord, I thank you that you gave us the promise in the Bible, how you said, once your word goes forth, it won't return void. Lord, I know plenty of times you pricked my heart, and because you gave me free will, Lord, I've closed off what you've been saying to me, either because of fear, Lord, just because of, you know, laziness or something, God. But I pray and ask tonight that you would give us an extra blessing, God, an extra amount of grace, Lord, not to take the things that you pricked our hearts with that can't and let them fall to the wayside. God, I pray that the kids will understand that you don't always have to prick our hearts. Lord, there's plenty of churches that call themselves Christian, that even have the right Bible, that have the right name and everything like that, God, that you left off. You're not dealing with them anymore. Because, God, you're a gentleman. You're not going to force yourself on anybody. Lord, you didn't force yourself on us for salvation. You went the full way. You paid it all for us. You gave us an opportunity to receive you, but, Lord, it's always left up to us. And, Lord, I thank you for that. I believe most of these kids in here are saved, Lord, and I believe they want to do what's right, God, because there's so many distractions out there in the world. The devil's done such a great job of distracting us and giving us the comforts of this age, the pleasures of life, Lord, the reputations that we've always sought after, Lord, and the opportunities that will keep us from becoming what you want us to be. And God, I pray that you give these kids just the eyes that they need to see, that you give them to discern the things that are of you and that aren't. Help them to see the traps the devil's laying for them, Lord. For many of these kids, Lord, it's not the traps that their friends are falling into in the world with the drugs and the alcohol and the other stupid stuff that so many people get caught up in, Lord, but there's going to be a lot of even positive things that you're going to drop in front of these kids, Lord, because they're cut above the rest. Father, I pray that you can help them to purpose in their heart like Daniel did, that they won't defile themselves with the king's meat, that they're stiff close to your word, Lord. And Lord, I pray that whatever you touch, of these kids with whatever you told them that you want them to change or let go of or whatever you told them to do to go to the next level with you, God. I pray that you would give these kids the courage to do it. Lord, I pray that you would give them the faith to trust in you and do it. That's the big thing for us nowadays. We're so comfortable in our church age, and there's really no price at all to be a Christian anymore, Lord. We can compromise with the world and still be accepted with them. But Lord, I pray that you would help these kids know that in order to get anything with you, just like anything in sports or anything in this world, it's going to cost them something, Lord. But God, I pray that you would show them and help them understand the fact that you really are God. You see the sacrifices that they're making, Lord. You're not going to let them come up short with the sacrifices that they make for you. You'll always come through like you did for Job and restore them double-fold and give them something better. Lord, there are things that they want in their life right now, in this friendship. They're scared that if they give those things up, Lord, that they'll be all alone. But God, I've seen so many times in my life that the things that I truly want, you told me to give them away so that I could actually have them again. And you restored all those things that I gave up for you, Lord. And I pray that these kids will just have that same faith to step out and trust you with that. So Lord, just help them to be honest with you. Help them to always keep their hearts open and clean and stay pure before you, God. Because just like there's going to come a day that runs out for the world to get saved, Lord, there's also going to come a day, Lord, when we stop fooling with us as your children. You've already died for us on that cross. You shed your blood for us, God, and wouldn't that be horrible if we also made you beg us to have a relationship with you? So, Lord, I pray that we just consider that and realize that we need to come to you while you're still begging at our hearts, while you're still pulling our heartstrings, while you're still knocking at that door, Lord. Help us to open to you, not reject you, and ignore it. Pray and ask these things just on Jesus Christ.
Having an impact. thank you for all the safe kids that you brought to the camp, and they would have suffered eternally in hell were you have atoned you by your grace you have atoned for. And thank you for this great week that we spent in camp. Please let us keep that fire that we got from camp and last for the whole year, and after that, it's a great rest of the year.
Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for a great week at camp, and just pray for that I would stay true to the commitment I made, and
home run, and you won't have to go back up and ask Tony and Moore and say that we're not right with you, Lord, but that we can just stay consistent with you, Lord. And please help for me to be able to get into my Bible because I want to, Lord, and not because I have to or just to be able to get it out of the way. Please help for school, Lord, just that I can stay strong, Lord, and stand up for you, Lord, and not be ashamed to stand up for you, Lord, and for me to just choose you over everything else in my life, Lord. Lord, you've done this for me.
Even the Father, I just thank you so much, Lord, because without you, we wouldn't be here right now, and most of us, or even all of us, wouldn't be saved right now. You didn't put your son in that cross, that person, and I just thank you so much, Lord. But, Lord, as we came home out into the world from Cam, Lord, just please help us to not be, to not go to that vineyard, Lord, to not get that honey out of that deadline on Samson, Lord. But you didn't give Samson another chance, but he didn't do what you asked him. So you took his father-in-law and his wife, Lord, and gave the sacrifice of the rams. I just thank you so much for giving us a second chance and help us to use that second chance, Lord, to make it right immediately. Because without you, we wouldn't be here right now. We wouldn't have those adults here to help us along the way. We need help from someone. Thank you so much.
Down on this altar, Lord. And thank you for camp, Lord. for him, but when I was there, it was to be on Inferno. 50% of the time I wasn't focused on what I should have been focused on. And I want to apologize for that, Lord, because I could have been a better testimony to my friends instead of too busy focused on scoring a whole bunch of points of basketball. We could have been doing other things, Lord. And that's all on my fault if I hindered anything and got something taken away from them. I can't believe I went through the calls, but I want to apologize for that. Help me to be able to get my mindset right and be able to be back to a place where I was about a year and a half ago. And there was a point, Lord, where I was leaving, but now I'm back in the position where I'm learning, and that really humbled me, Lord. So help me to help other people. When schools come back up, not been faced with not like really opposition, more of like a choice. If I move back to my dad's and I go to Christmas, it's going to be really tough because a lot of the people I hung out with there were the wrong crowd and had a really big effect on me because I let it. So if I do go back there, allow me to be a light and allow me to be able to pick friends that will actually help me out in my walk and not trip me up every day I go there. And if I end up with my mom, I'll be going to a new school, which is a better opportunity to be a light because I'll start off for it. But whatever happens, boy, just be with me. To be with everybody here and let them know that they have nothing to be afraid of, if they have something to say, they can say, nobody's going to judge you, we all love you.
I have
football team and in the like school clubs I'm in and at school and here at the church, this is what I can do, who I need to be, and stand up for what I need to stand up for.
What kind of legacy?
doesn't tell someone about salvation or along those lines. Help me to have the courage, Lord, because there's been countless times where I've wanted to say something or I wanted to go talk to someone, and I would try to build up the courage, but I was just never able to. And Bob always talks about these people who are willing to die to give your word, Lord. And my courage level is nowhere. I can barely even talk to people, Lord. So help me be more brave when it comes to you, Lord. Bob was talking, either I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago. I forgot the guy's name, but he was literally burning on the stage, feeling a stage Christian feeling what he was like, burning on the stage. He had the bravery when your skin was melting off his arm to lift his hands up to you, Lord. And I can't recall every time where I ever had enough courage to do anything that brave, Lord. So help me be able to talk to people, Lord. Help me not to have stammering lips, Lord. Give me the knowledge I need, Lord, and the skills I need to talk to people, Lord, because most people don't have long on this earth, Lord. So help us all, Lord. Help us all to be a light. Help Zach as he tries to help us out. He teaches us because it starts here. I'm telling you.
remember those things that, you know, I told you guys to think about. Will you leave it all? Will you leave them all? Will you forgive it all? If you can honestly say yes to that and keep your heart open, God will give you the guidance that you need. Those questions are less about you being able to answer it, and more so about you just being open to God. He'll do that. And then those three things left up there on the board, you know, where are you at right now? You're trying to lead, you're trying to learn, you're just going to look and figure those things out. Text me if you guys haven't already. Just let me know where you're at with that. Leave it on a piece of paper. We'll go from there. So, council, you guys have anything you want to say to Luke back there? The scariest thing about going back to school for you guys?
Okay, that's not as bad as mine. I was in school for like a full semester. And like, you know, the semester.
Let me see real quick.
So I went to the wrong classroom. I walked
through. For those of you that say it was so like people for like confrontation, let me see if there's anybody that's already ahead of the curve. Does anybody here already have an action plan for how they plan on handling that? Sierra, what you got?
I'm gonna need some route.
You gonna kill someone?
I'm
sorry.
Can
you speak this way? Oh, I'm sorry. You guys
are
over there?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. What she said or what I said?
What you said.
No, okay. So I was like, for those of you that may have already thought about this, like, who said, like, people, like, these friends. It's a scary thing about going back to school. I was like, yeah, does anybody already have like an action plan that they know how they're going to handle that?
Exactly. I already talked to you about it.
We did. Wait, no, hey. Everybody, listen up real quick. Joey.
Should I stand up for this?
I want to hear what Joey
is. Is this part two of Joey's stuff? Wait, no. Yeah, because the first one was what about my wreck?
Oh, yeah. So we got part
one. Okay.
All right, so Joey, what's your plan for how you're gonna handle your
story time number two?
So you guys heard of Joey's situation. You heard like he's got, you know, friends that are contrary to his lifestyle. They're not really trying to go where he's going. They've always been in his life, so you know you don't want to be. I guess you can't say Jesus. You don't want to be like a total like meaty pants. Like a total jerkwad, so Joey, so that's real, man. Like, you're a Christian, you don't want to compromise for God, you want to, you know, stay true to Him, but you also got friends who, you know, you don't want to like give them a complete smack in the face without them understanding why what's going on. So, what's your plan? So, let's
start. So, a lot of my friends don't really go to church, a lot, actually, all of them don't. Some of them used to, but then their families divorced and they stopped going. My friend Colin, though, I've been trying to get him to come to our old church too, but his dad lives in Kansas City, and his mom lives in Harrisonville, so he goes over there over weekdays and stuff. And he doesn't have a long time to live because he's got cancer again. He's back at it with cancer. So I've been trying to touch him for a couple years now, and I thought of a great idea just last night about saying, hey, I'm trying to get a group of friends to come over to my house and hang out. And then at that time, I would either call up Zach or Drake or someone along those lines to come down and just meet with Zach or Drake or, okay, Justin or Aaron. And, I don't want to leave you guys out. But like just to come down and once in a while like slowly bring in the word of God and like kind of make a little place that they don't have to go all the way out unless they wanted to because some of the parents work and stuff. So I was just trying to work it in with their schedule. And but yeah, like having a big group come over and just having like Zach come down and I guess have a small little discipleship if you want. Say or preach or something. Say something, yeah, something that Zach comes up with.
We do lock Raven together. Hey, so real quick, listen up. So, that, I think that's cool. That's why, like, anytime you guys want me to talk to your friends, I'm more than willing to be doing that. One thing I would say that will be even more powerful than anything that I could say, anything that Justin, Aaron, Drake, or even Pastor Bob could say, will really be what your friends hear from you. And this is why I say that. Once I step off the scene and when I'm not there anymore, I'm not saying Joey will do this. He's got more character than this. But what human nature to do is if your friends are sitting there listening to me talk and you're sitting there with your friends listening to me talk, once I step off the scene and I'm not there anymore, technically, to your friends, that was just, you know, your youth pastor. You know, that's what he does. He's all about God. That's what he's into. But now that he's gone, we can go back to what we do. You see what I'm saying? But when you yourself stand up and give that testimony with, this is where I'm at today, this is where I was before, this is how I'm living now because of who I am in Jesus Christ, when youth pastor isn't there, when Justin's not there, when Aaron's not there, the one who said everything is still there, and they have to face them. You're the one that set the tempo for your friends around your friends. And so that's way more powerful than anything I can say. This is what I'm talking about. It's great. Thank God. Bring your friends to church. But let us preach to them, preach the hell out of them, and all that stuff like that. But at the end of the day, guys, God put you in your friends' lives because of your testimony amongst your friends. You're going to have a greater opportunity to minister to those guys than we ever will. And that's why he wants you to do that on the soccer field, on the baseball field, on the basketball court, in band, in choir, no matter where you're at. Your friends watch your lifestyle every day. To me, I'm just some religious schmuck that shows up. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right? So, when they see the change in you, that's when it's real. Because they don't know me. I could just be playing a role. I'm just the guy that showed up and is talking about Jesus. They can find that flicking of the channels on television. But it's real when they know, I know Zeke, he's out there at practice. I've seen him, how he acts. I've seen him pitch. You know, this dude, I know what he's about. You know what I mean? And then they see you living differently than them. That's a lot more powerful than anything that I can say. You guys understand that? So don't think I'm turning that down. That's an awesome idea, and I'll do it if you want me to. But never forget that you guys have a greater opportunity to impact your friends than anybody can. That's why they're in your life. But the scary thing about it is it just takes a lot of courage to step up and do it, and buck up to it, and make it happen. So yeah, that's what we got to pray about, making it happen. So.
That's
a lot.
I think that's pretty good.
Oh, what's up?
I think the biggest thing for me is I feel like whenever I finally have like the desire to get into my Bible and the desire to start learning things like that all the adults know, and like kind of get how to study the Bible book and stuff like that, I feel like that's when like the devil tries to put all this stuff in my life to try and make me busy where I don't have the time, and I know that school's about to start and I'm about to start working, and then everything's just going to pile up, and I don't know, I really want to have the time to do that, but I feel like always when I have the desire to do it, then that's what my life gets busy, and I can't do it.
Yeah, if I was you in that situation, you have to make up for the choice yourself. Mm-hmm. That's my first one to pump the brakes in my life and say, well, what was the priority? Because if the Bible was the priority, no matter what the devil brings in my life to make me feel anxious, the anxiety of everything else that's around me, I'll just cut it off and say no to it. So like I said, that's all this stuff, guys, is Joshua 1:9. Be strong and of good courage. This is going to take courage. Because somebody's going to be screwed in it. Alright? Let's not make it, you know, like it's not. Somebody's going to get screwed when you serve Jesus Christ. That's what that was all about. What are you willing to lose for Jesus Christ? Anybody can add more things to their life and make their lives busier and busier and busier. So that's what we're all about. So we're like pack rats. We collect, we collect. But once you start cutting things, that's when feelings start getting hurt. That's when people start getting offended. That's when people start talking about you. That's when the thing that we're most scared to bear today shows up, the reproach of Jesus Christ. You're giving up what for who? For somebody you've never seen? For somebody you don't even know exists for real? For a dead Jew that died 2,000 years ago? You see where the reproach of Christ comes in? You see where it's impossible to please God without faith shows up? So that's really what's the difference between
those that God is close with and those that aren't. I'm not saying that for anybody, like if you're close to God or not. I'm saying that's the difference. It's those that are willing to sacrifice the things that we can see for the one we can't see. And God says, if you want to do that for me, I'll show up for you in a big way. And so that's what it comes down to. Really, that's the difference. That's what separates men from the boys, so to speak, in Christianity. So, but no, I understand that the struggle's real. I know it's there. I know, you know, everybody has to make those decisions with what, how they want to do something for God. So Paul said, the good that I would do, I do not. The stuff you want to do for God, I don't doubt at all that you guys want to do that. You guys want to do the best that you possibly can. The problem that comes up is when the devil gives you an option too. And you can't make that call between what God wants you to do and what he wants you to do. So, that's the difference right there. Here, who was that?
Alright, so back on like, friends for school.
Yeah.
So basically, I have like three kinds of friends. We have my friend Deshaun, he's like a philosopher type of, and there's like a couple other people
that
in that category. So, he'll talk to me, he'll text me something like, about aliens, right? Or I remember one time it was about astral projection. So I went to Zach.
Yeah.
So with those kinds of friends, I usually go to Zach and I find out an answer that's in the Bible. And then I don't say anything about Zach. Sorry.
That's
and then I say it to them.
Yeah.
And then we're getting into like a big debate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, all right, if you still have questions, come to Bible study. Or I can just get a one-on-one Bible study with me and the youth pastor.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So that's like my plan with those kind of people that, who are like
seeking.
Yeah. And then I also have a group of friends that are like athletes. So like Lyndon and Gabe will fall into this category. So if I want ever like Lyndon and Gabe, they'll come to like anything no matter what. But some of my other athletic friends, all I have to do is mention something athletic. And then church, and they'll be here no matter what. And then, but my problem is, I tend, when I bring my friends, I tend to seclude just me and them, and I don't ever like include anybody else. So that's like my biggest problem because it's just us talking. And then my other group of friends is like the roasting people.
The roast.
Yeah. And I don't know how. Like I haven't figured out like what I can't. Like make fun of them and drop the boxes.
Yeah. I'm not going to be able to do that. That's why God's taking your life and reconciling you like he is. But number one, hey, when you guys see your friends bring people from school to our events, yeah, please don't look at them like spectators, all right? Mingle with those guys. Bring them in. Greg Dobrovansky, they've been going to camps for years. I think it's called Sack Butt. Or Sack Mouth. Let me go to some yes. I think some of the kids said that because they were like making fun of us because they were like on camera. So he said his kids have been going to that camp for years. Like that church has been going for like since the 80s. They've been going to that other camp and stuff like that. And, like that's been their thing. And he said that this year when he came to our camp, you know, he said his kids have never been accepted by other kids like they were here at this camp. That is awesome. You know, I understand that we all kind of turn up a level at camp. You know, we're in a spiritual mindset and stuff like that. But hey, keep that going throughout the year. Don't leave your friends in this room hanging when they bring friends, you know, from school here. You know what I mean? Accept them in, guys. Invite them in. Deeply welcome them. You know what? It's not just about, you know, oh, you know, that's not my clique, that's not this and that. No, number one, we're going after that person's soul. We want them to escape the lake of fire. Number two, we want them to be a part of what's going on here so they can go out and bring in more. The whole idea is we want to develop a culture here where you guys have all the support, all the friendships, all the love that you guys need amongst, you know, kids your age, that you don't have to go looking for that stuff in the world. And then because when you go out looking for that stuff in the world, that's when you guys get pulled away once again. That's when we show up at the camp hall for one more time in the same spot we were last year.
that's what it's all about. It's about being grateful for what God gave you, pass that on to others, and then developing the family here so you can bring in more people. Like that song, Grow Out the Lifeline, that's what it's all about. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch the convivium, sin and despair, stuff like that. So, great job on that. And the second thing, and I'll get to you real quick, Aaron, is that, hey, be plotting how to get your friends, you know, involved and stuff like this. That's great stuff that Jared was talking about. You want to be plotting, you know, figuring out ways to conspiring to get your friends in. There's a good conspiracy and a bad conspiracy, so figure out how to do that. Aaron, what are you going to say before we close?
I was just going to say, so their rankings brought a kid named Levi to volleyball. He only played, I don't know, a handful of times, maybe, and then he moved to South Dakota to live on an Indian reservation. So, and he was here at World of Fun, some of you guys probably saw him, and all he wanted to do was, like, talk to, like, us and just thank us for what we shared in devotions after volleyball. I only saw the kids a handful of times, and it really, like, affected him so much, and we were even texting him right before he left to go back, and he was just so thankful for all the things we were doing. So it's just that much, just that small of a time to where it actually affects somebody's life. So,
hey, that's a great way to end right there. So there you go. Proof's in the pudding right there. Let's close out with a word of prayer. Logan, thanks for joining us. Why don't you close us out in word of prayer and we'll get out of here.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and thank you for this time we got to come before you and just pour out what's on our hearts. Just pray that we'll all take it seriously, what we all said, and actually do what we said we're going to do. I just thank you for this time tonight. And in your name I pray. Amen.
Children falling down in this. You are really blessed.